And joining us once again on the phone, lead pastor of Effort Community Church, Kevin Eshelman. Good morning again, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it was great to hear that weather forecast. I look forward to the snow.
I do, too, so much.
We're talking with Kevin about Thriving in Marriage. It's an upcoming event at Effort Community Church with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn. And Kevin, you told us earlier about why you like what Jeff and Shanti do. Tell us a little bit, flesh it out for us. Tell us what folks are going to be able to experience, maybe some of the topics of the seminar that's coming up.
Certainly, yeah. Friday night, we're actually digging into a topic based on a book that they've written called The Good News About Marriage. And you know, you probably have heard some of those stats where people say, hey, half of all marriages end in divorce. And that's using some numbers inaccurately. And this material, I feel like, is almost prophetic for the people of God to recognize that that's not actually true. Now, it might be true just using your hard numbers, but they've done some research that indicates that 72% of people that are married are still married to their first spouse. And that includes divorced, widowed, I mean, whatever that may be. Most people are happily married that are married. And even especially when it comes to the faith community and being involved in the faith community, the difference that being involved in a faith community even cuts that divorce rate even in half of that. So it's just really good, almost prophetic message about marriage that can be very, very encouraging. You know, that's some of the material that we're going to be jumping into on Friday night. And I think people can walk away. I mean, sometimes we just need to be encouraged that marriage is good. You know, we sometimes think that personally, but we're not quite sure everybody's sensing that.
Right. We're talking with Kevin Eshelman, talking about their Thriving in Marriage event that's coming up February 19, 20, and 21. What are some of the topics that folks are going to be able to experience while there, Kevin?
Yeah, and then on Saturday morning, we're going to be dealing with how actually some new material from the Feldhahns on how finances interacts with our marriage relationship and just some of the ways that, not to overly generalize, but how men look at money and how women look at money and how we handle money differently and then how it manages or how it affects our relationship because we look at those things differently. Mm. So the topic Saturday morning, one of the topics is learning to thrive in love and money and recognizing that sometimes when you're dealing with a financial issue in your marriage, it's actually not a financial issue. Money's involved, but it's a deeper issue in that. And really looking forward to that material as well. And then, of course, there's the classic, you know, understanding how men and women are just fundamentally different and just being a bit understanding of how another person of the opposite sex is actually looking at any kind of situation that you face. And there's a lot of understanding that can just simply come and be very, very helpful to marriages.
And then you have events on Sunday then too, right?
That's right. We're entering into our three weekend services. And believe it or not, the topics for our three weekend services are not necessarily about marriage specifically, although they will apply to marriage. So in those services, Saturday night at 6 p.m., we're going to be talking about finding rest. Sunday morning at 8:30 is finding peace, and Sunday morning at 10:30 is finding joy. And let me just simply say something about our regular weekend services. One of the things I just so appreciate about the region that we live in is that we live in a place where there's great unity in the body of Christ. And so even as I mentioned that we'll be having our weekend services, I would encourage folks that have a home church to go to their home church in the weekend services and realize that when this conference is over, all that material will be on a podcast or on the website. So I would encourage people to remain faithful to their home congregation for the weekend and know that we can supply that material for them in a different venue.
I love that.
Thriving in Marriage is happening February 19, 20, and 21. It's available in person or online. And Kevin, they don't need to register, right? They can just show up.
There's no registration. Yep, they can just show up. There's no registration required for that.
All the information at effortacommunity.church. Check it out. Once again, February 19, 20, and 21 at Effort Community Church, Thriving in Marriage with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks
for the shout out to WJTL. We appreciate you as well. Have a great day.
Certainly. Thank you.